And this morning is from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, verses 23 to 30, and it's found on page 851. Again, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, say to the land, you're a land that has had no rain or showers in the day of wrath. There is a conspiracy of her princes within her, like a roaring lion tearing its prey. They devour people, take treasures and precious things, and make many widows within her. Her priests do violence to my law and profane my holy things. They do not distinguish between the holy and the common. They teach that there is no difference between the unclean and the clean. And they shut their eyes to the keeping of my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Her officials within her are like wolves, tearing their prey. They shed blood and kill people to make unjust gain. Her prophets whitewash these deeds for them by false visions and lying divinations. They say, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, when the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land practice extortion and commit robbery. They oppress the poor and needy and ill-treat the alien, denying them justice. I looked for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so that I would not have to destroy it. But I found none. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. It's great to be here with you today. As Dan said, it's Riverbank Sunday. My name's Michelle. And it's my privilege to lead the Riverbank team here at Holy Trinity. I've been part of this church for nearly 16 years now. I'm married to Tom, and Holy Trinity is a place where we've grown spiritually, made some of our best friends, but more importantly, learn how to best serve our local community. Riverbank Trust is a ministry of this church which supports vulnerable families and is soon to be 10 years old. Hey, thank you. I was going to do that, but I didn't think I could do it with a mic as well. So today I'm going to share a bit more of our Riverbank story and some of our plans for the future and where I think God might be leading us. So mind the gap. If you've been up to London or a commuter, it's a phrase that you'll be used to hearing. It communicates safety, expectation, precaution, and a sense of busyness as people go about their daily routines. However, if we do mind the gap, we hope to be kept safe, but it also requires a personal responsibility as we carefully manage our own steps and our own ability to mind the gap. At some point, many of us would no doubt have experienced moments when it felt that there were big gaps or perhaps great chasms in our lives. We might have experienced gaps financially, or gaps in our personal relationships. We may have struggled or be struggling with our own health or mental well-being. There may be gaps in our parenting or lack of food for the table. But for many of our dear Riverbank families that we work with, the gaps are vast, wide, and overwhelming. In the passage we've just read in Ezekiel, the people of Jerusalem have turned their back on God and continued to worship idols. They failed to keep the Sabbaths and no longer trusted God. The sins of Jerusalem are clearly pointed out, and God is looking for someone, as it says in verse 30, to stand in the gap on his behalf and speak words of truth. But sadly, as it says, he finds no one. Ezekiel has predicted the fall of Jerusalem, but as a prophet, also prophesied a strong note of hope for the future and one that will bring restoration. In one commentary, it describes the key theme and characteristic of Ezekiel as being that of individual responsibility before God. The question before us then is, who should stand in the gap? And are we prepared for God to look again around and say that he found no one? If we know and love the Lord, then the challenge is for us to stand up and be counted and stand in that gap. Why? Well, as we read in Ezekiel, it's a matter of obedience as much as anything else. Ezekiel was a dedicated and passionate man, and his prophecies often ended with the words, that they may know that I am God. If we know the truth that comes from God and can be bringers of hope, then it's for us also to point people to the truth of knowing who God is. A few years ago, Home for Good ran a campaign asking people to consider who could be at your table. It was an image that stuck with me personally, not just because of our own children, but because of the many other vulnerable children and families that need love, support, and their most basic of needs met, including food. The empty table challenges our idea of radical hospitality. And I share this with you today as I feel strongly that now is the time for the church not just to mind the gap, but rather stand in the gap. We know from our Riverbank experience that statutory services are stretched. They have little resources and less money than ever. But as a church, we are wealthy beyond our own imagination. We can serve good tea and coffee, homemade cakes, but more importantly, share the love and hope that comes from God himself. We often refer to Riverbank as being a family first and a charity second. Being the hands and feet of Jesus for us also means being the arms of Jesus and the mouthpiece of Jesus. We walk alongside our families and help them practically. We also love them, speak words of encouragement over them, pray for them, and hug them. If we do not choose to stand in the gap for our families, then not only are we compromising the truth that we read about, but again, we watch our families fall through the gaps, which so often result in more hurt, pain, and frustration. At present, we're currently working with about 70 families. And at Christmas, we made up bags with presents for 120 children. And we had our biggest ever turnout with about 135 guests. This year, we're asking for Easter egg donations for all our parents and children and think that we're going to need about 250 in total. So if you missed it the other day, these are the similar Easter eggs that we're asking for. We think we're probably about halfway there. We've got a few other churches donating as well. So we think we've probably got about 100 or so. There's a few in the basket out there as reminders. But at the moment, they're 75p in Tesco as well. So with regards to the local churches, we're currently partnering with Holy Trinity Barnes, St Richard's in Ham, St Stephen's in Twickenham, Hampton Wick Baptist, Witten Baptist Church, Church of the Living God, and only last week I spoke at Twickenham Green Baptist because they'd heard about the work of Riverbank and also wanted to know more. This year we've launched the first Riverbank hub in Ham and we'll look at another possible hub partnership locally. We've established a new Riverbank at Home weekly drop-in group which meets for breakfast. And we're in the middle of running our 8th Kids Matter parenting group and the first pilot group of Babies Matter. And it's really nice that we've been asked to help pilot that. Kids Matter has been super successful. It's a Christian parenting program that we run and the parents have really benefited from that. And we were asked as Riverbank if we would help pilot the new Babies Matter. And it's a project that will go national, hopefully. So it's been amazing to be part of something that's brand new. Our Syrian community sponsorship family have settled amazingly well. The children and parents are doing brilliantly at school and at college. And I know lots of you have been asking after them. So now that they're well settled, we hope to plan a tea party in the future so that you can meet them and they can meet you. But when we talk about the work of Riverbank and meeting people, it's always good to do this in person. So I'm going to invite a few brave people up onto the stage to share about their experience of Riverbank. So I've got Tristan and Sue and Salime. Thought seats might make people a bit more comfortable, so excuse us. So I'm going to ask the same three questions to each of our very brave people here. So Salime, how did you first come into contact with Riverbank?
So hello everyone, my name is Salime and I'm a single mum. So yeah, for the first time I met them on the hostel. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
So, same to you. How did you first come into
Well, it was when Ellie spoke one Sunday, actually. And in actual fact, my own experience, my daughter became homeless. And she ended up in a hostel as well. So I think that, for me, spurred me on to be able to help other mums.
Yes, about over 10 years ago. I can't believe it's 10 years. Wow. Do I look much older? Do people remember me back then? But yeah, I was invited to think about how I could be a part of Rubek. And so I'm going to move ahead, aren't I? Whoops.
So sorry, everyone. But yeah, that was the first time at the hostel. And then the very first person I met there was Anke. So they really do small groups for the single moms at the hostel, like bring the toys around and then bring the breakfast for free. And then I was so happy on that time, I didn't know no one around the Richmond. They were the very first families or the very first person that I really met them. And there was really, for me, it was like, I was really happy on that time, like to know someone, they were ready to help you in all the situation. Thank you so much.
Okay, so secondly, what's your current involvement with Riverbank? And Tristan, we'll go back to you first.
Always jumping ahead. Yeah, so I was, I remember at that breakfast that we had in church and then the Trinity Room back there to think about, we were invited to think about how we could get involved. And one of the ways you could get involved is to become a trustee. I've never done that before, so I took the brave step to become a trustee. And I've been one of the trustees for a while with Dan and Mark and Katie. Some of the people wearing these today, so you might see a few others today. But it's been a wonderful journey to be involved in as a trustee. We're not on the front line. We're meeting, we're thinking about how to raise funds, how we can expand the ministry that we're doing and to support the team. But really, it's just been a privilege to be in the background and to watch God's work flourish through Riverbank.
Thank you. So, Sue, as a volunteer, what's your current involvement with Riverbank?
Oh, well, at the moment I'm helping out with splashes, but I did help at the hostel, and this is where I met this wonderful lady. And I have to admire, I think it's fantastic that we can do this. So, yes, so we do need help, actually, with little splashes, because I do have some more volunteering that I do on a Monday, so if somebody could just be opposite me sometimes, it would be grateful. So thank you.
And Salima, what do you currently do with Riverbank? Tell us some of the things that you come to and you're involved in.
Yeah, so basically I come every Monday at Little Splashes. So runs out from the Vivian and lots of really kind of people there. So they serve us a free lunch. They provide us people who looks after our babies. So I've got just one son. He's going to turn to 3 years old now. So we always came here alone and really enjoying. So we do as well on Tuesday, that they do really for us a free breakfast as well. And then we have opportunity to talk to other mums with the same experience as us, roughly the same. And then what we are really, really, like, as I said in the beginning, I'm really thankful from all of this big family and all of the Riverbank and then all the Holy Trinity Church. That really, really helped me a lot. So I'm a part of them. As a mom, I came here. Anytime I need help, they are really ready even to talk to you. Even if I need someone to just talk to them and then really help me about my situation, they are always ready to help us. Thank you so much.
And actually, you've been going back up to the hostel, haven't you, with Anka and one of the other mums?
Yeah, that's true. So I was ready to say that again, but because of my emotion, I really forget things because I really, like, I know. So, yeah, I'm going again along to the hostel, back to that reality, which is I stayed there for almost 2 years, and it was really hard being there with a child. But now I'm trying to kind of go again with the Anke, so she's working for you guys. Then me and my friends Laura, so both we were at the hostel at that time, that we met each other on the hostel. We try to kind of go with Anke, not to help her, but at least to be still part of that emotion and trying to help other moms and tell them that you have to be strong because soon you're going to get housed and you're going to be free, independent, and you're going to really be someone in the life.
Thank you. So again, just back to Tristan, last question. How has Riverbank impacted you the most being part of our journey?
Yeah, I think Mark talks about this sometimes with the church budget, but looking at the finances behind Riverbank, you wouldn't run a business that way. I think it's been amazing to see how God has just provided everything that we've needed, and we have flourished from starting with one employee to having over eight at one point, and to be doing the Syrian project, to be doing stuff in the hostels, in the schools, and just to see how God has just used this ministry to bless so many people. And I think for myself, having had my life turned around by knowing Jesus Christ, it's just wonderful to see that work in action. And, you know, I'm a solutions guy, I'm a mathematician, I work in finance. You always think about, what's the way to fix this problem? And I'm always telling Alison, how I can fix this for you? She's like, just listen to me, just hear me. And I think what I love in terms of seeing how Riverbank has worked, it's just not trying to fix people's problems, it's just trying to meet them with love and compassion. And that's what we all need, wherever we are. So that's what's impacted me.
Thank you. And Sue, same, as you've got involved, what has impacted you the most about Riverbank?
I think it's because the mums have actually helped now, and I think they're helping other mums, and I think that's God working either with them or by the side. And obviously we're filling that gap. I think we're filling that gap for these mums, and these mums are amazing. They come to the hostel, they may only have the baby a couple of weeks before, and yet they come there, find themselves homeless, find them there, and yet they're amazing mums, and I do appreciate being there, and I thank the Lord that he's actually put this on my heart.
Thank you. So, Salime, how has Riverbank perhaps helped you the most, or is there an example you can give where Riverbank has helped?
Thank you so much. Yeah, they helped me a lot. So basically, as I said in the beginning, I didn't know when I wanted here in this place. So first of all, they really introduced me with the other mums, single mums basically, telling me that sometimes if it's happened something, it's for a reason. So in the life, you go up and downs. So they try to believe me that the better days are on the way. And then when I know them other moms, I had opportunity to talk to them. Then they helped me, like, any time and any day and whatever I need, they will, like the Riverbank, they always help us. They really gives us opportunity to have a free light parties or Christmas parties, which is they provide us with a present, like a big package of presents, like free food, and an always opportunity for the kids, especially for our kids. So my son, his name is Hero, he's really, really enjoying this place, and it's really hard when we are in. I've got really hard to kind of tell him that it's time to go home. He's always kind of asking me here, because he's going at nursery now, and the nursery called Rainbow is just in front of this door. Every day when I pick him up, he's always asking me, Mom, should we go that way, that way, that way? Because that means this place is our kind of family. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Oh, I feel quite emotional after that. Okay, so looking to the future. So this year, Riverbank hoped to launch a new project called Make Lunch. Some of you may have heard of it. And it's a national outreach program run by Transforming Lives for Good. And it's, as it says up here on the slide, Transforming Lives for Good Make Lunch enables and equips churches to bring hope to struggling children through holiday lunch clubs. Each club provides free, hot and healthy meals to children and families who would otherwise go hungry. Through TLG Make Lunch, your church can provide vital support to some of the most vulnerable children in your community, and in addition, build relationships with families in desperate need of the loving support of your compassionate church family. Christine Pohl, from her book Making Room, states that a shared meal is the activity most closely tied to the reality of God's kingdom, just as it is the most basic expression of hospitality. For us, being the hands and feet of Jesus often means getting them a little bit dusty, a little bit dirty, and a little bit worn. And our Riverbank values include equipping others, building community, and being relational. And what better way to do this than round a dinner table? As we look forward to the next 10 years, I feel that this is an area in which God is calling us to. We already have great relationships with our local schools and many of the children that we work with, and they're moving into secondary school. So 10 years on, we started working with families when they were quite young in infant school and primary school, and we're now seeing them move through into secondary. And actually they say to us, what now? I had one little boy last Friday and said, but Michelle, I'm going to secondary school in September, I'm going to year 7, will I see you? Who will I talk to? What will I do? So he's going to Christ, so it was quite easy from my point of view. But, you know, they get to year six and the families and the children say, well, what now? What now? So we would love the opportunity to stay in touch with families. And we also know that our families are hungry and they love coming into community over food. We also hope that we can better equip the church and others that we partner with to stand in the gap in a very practical way. Make Lunch is a holiday project, so we'd like it to happen during the school holidays, probably once a week, and it would mean having a few people willing to cook for large groups of people and having other volunteers on hand to serve and chat and welcome families. For those volunteers who already support the work of Riverbank, I want to use this time to say a real thank you to you, and without you, we really wouldn't be able to do much of what we do. This is also a good time for me to say a really big thank you to our Holy Trinity Church family here who love and support the work of Riverbank in such a gracious way. And I think you've heard from Salime herself actually how important that is to have you guys behind us. And it does make us feel like family and it helps to bring these guys in as family too. And I wouldn't be able to stand here without the staff and the trustees who graciously give so much of themselves day in and day out. I'm truly grateful, and I know that you are a real blessing to many. So as I mentioned earlier, Riverbank will be 10 years old in September, and we would love even more of you to come alongside us and our families, and there are a few different ways you can do this. Please do pray for us. We have so many things to celebrate where God has been good to us and our work over the past year. As Salime talked about, we've raised up our first mum volunteer to work alongside Unca at the hostel. And as an ex-hostel mum herself, she knows firsthand what it's like to be homeless and with a small child. And seeing this mum journey with us and her enthusiasm in going back each week has been so uplifting and a real testament to the work of Riverbank and God's hand on her life. We've also seen our work grow through word of mouth, which is great, but actually quite difficult for us. Little Splashes is now so busy on a Monday that we've had to temporarily limit our numbers. We also have a fairly small team of volunteers on a Monday for Little Splashes, and with the numbers growing, we really do need more help and support. So if this is something that you could help with, do please speak to one of us, or particularly Vivi, who runs this area of our ministry. We've also had a number of conversations with the local authority recently as to why the families choose to engage with us and not them. And in a few weeks' time, Sheena and I will be part of a round-the-table discussion with Richmond's community engagement officers to see how we can better work together to really serve the families that we love. Laura, who's one of our team, has been leading a weekly Lent reflection for five of our mums. And this has been an incredible time of joy for us as we, some of them, deepen and develop their faith. We know that the Spirit is moving in these areas and more, and that we are being led into new places. Please also pray for the families themselves. Our heart is for more of them to come and know Jesus. But the reality for many of them is that they're facing daily battles and they regularly reach crisis point. Please pray too for the staff and volunteers as we negotiate all of this, much of which is just uncharted territory for us. Please also let us know if you can give practically in any way. If you work for a company that can give or donate items, please do come and talk to one of us. For example, one company donated designer baby clothes, which were last season, absolutely gorgeous. We had boxes of biscuits donated for all our families at Christmas, and one company donated beautiful candles, which we were also able to gift to our mums. We even had one company volunteer themselves, and last year they came to wrap all our Christmas presents for the families. We also value our volunteers and need more helpers for our groups. That might include volunteering in the creche for our parenting groups or helping out at our bigger events. And we also value home-baked cakes on a regular basis. After the service, I've got a sign-up sheet out there. So if you want to leave your details for us, if you're interested in an area of Riverbank, or you want to know more, or you've got something that you might be able to give or donate, then please leave us your details and then we can get in touch. Please also consider giving financially to our work. We don't charge for anything that we do, and we don't generate an income at all. We solely rely on fundraising, grants, and personal giving. And this year we're launching a new campaign to come alongside our 10-year anniversary. We're asking people to consider making a commitment to give in £2 a week for 2 years, £5 a week for 5 years, or £10 a week for 10 years. Please do take a leaflet and please do give a leaflet. If you can donate and encourage one other person to do the same, you will be part of helping us to instantly double our number of donors. But we know that we don't do this in our strength, however. And as far and as wide as we stretch, we will never fully bridge the gaps which stand before us, because Jesus has already done that. He did that as soon as he stretched out his arms and was crucified. The gaps for our families are real and they are broadening. But let us no longer mind the gap, but rather point to the true God who can stand in the gap for them. Let us not be like the people of Jerusalem that brought about destruction and violation by not adhering to the truth. But let us point to the hope that is in Jesus, the one who will not let down or disappoint, but rather stand firm in the gaps of life.